This is ProBlogger.
Hi there, this is Darren from ProBlogger, and today I want to issue you with a challenge to create a frequently asked question post for your blog. This is day two, or the second challenge in our 7 days to get your blogging groove back challenge that we kicked off a couple of episodes ago. To recap, every day for the next week, I am suggesting a particular style of blog post for you to create. The challenge is to create and publish that post on your blog, and then to join our Facebook group, which is called the ProBlogger Challenge Group over on Facebook, and to share the post that you created, and to check out the post that others are submitting as well. Yesterday, I asked you to create a list post, and it's fantastic to see all of those list posts being submitted to the group. I'm reading every one that I possibly can, and there's been some great posts submitted. Today, I want to challenge you to write a post that is an answer to a frequently asked question. In today's podcast, it will just take 10 or so minutes. I'm going to tell you why I think this is a great post and give you a few tips on how to work out what question to answer. You can check out today's show notes with all the details of the challenge, as well as some further reading that I've got for you today over at problogger.com/podcast/139. Now, let's get to the challenge.
Creating great content. Finding an audience. Building engagement. Monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
One of the easiest ways to find something to blog about that connects with your readers, that actually brings about change in their life, is to answer their questions, particularly a question that more than one of your readers is asking. Now, even in the first few months of my blogging, I remember getting, you know, a few comments and a few emails from readers asking for more information on something that I'd written, or asking for my opinion or insight on the topics that I'd been covering on the blog. You know, sometimes the questions were quite to the point and bite-sized that I could answer in a sentence or two, and sometimes they were more open-ended. Sometimes they were very beginner-y type questions, and sometimes they were more advanced. Now, when I first started getting these types of questions, I would attempt to answer those questions in the medium that they were asked. So if it came in as a blog comment, I would reply to that comment. If it came in via email, I would send an email back. But I very quickly realized that I was being asked the same types of questions over and over again. And the answers that I was giving to my readers one-on-one as a response to a comment or via email might be relevant for a wider audience. And so I decided, as a result of this amazing realization that we all have, I guess, over time, that maybe I should be replying in a public way and make use of those answers and turn them into blog posts. And so that's what I began to do. And for a while there, I had a folder on my computer's desktop called Reader's Questions that I put text files into with the reader's questions. And I began to take note of the questions I was getting over and over again. Now, I later transitioned that system over to Evernote, and today have it all over on Google Documents, because Evernote now are charging us, so Google Docs is free. That's where I keep all my reader questions. What I noticed when I started to turn questions and turn my answers to questions into blog posts is that my blogs began to grow in terms of search traffic. It turns out if one reader is asking you a question, that you can bet that they and other people are probably searching on Google, social media, and other search engines like iTunes for those answers as well. And so as I look today at my best performing blog posts on both of my main blogs, a number of them are really just answers to questions. You know, over on Digital Photography School, my post, How to Hold a Digital Camera, is one example of that. It started as a question from a reader. You know, how should I hold my camera? On ProBlogger, one of my most popular posts for many years was a post called What is a Blog? And this was another example that came in. You know, someone, particularly in the early days of ProBlogger, back in 2004, 2005, a lot of people just didn't know what a blog was. It doesn't get so much search traffic these days because most people are familiar with blogs. But back then, it was something that a lot of people were asking. Now, you see in both of those examples that I just gave you that the questions are very, very basic. They're very, very beginnery. In fact, in both cases, I remember almost not publishing the post because I was a bit embarrassed about how basic they were. But I'm glad I did, because between those two posts, they've had over 1 million visitors. So imagine if I'd not written them. So pay attention to the beginnery questions that you get asked. You will find that there's a lot of demand for answers to those beginnery questions, but you also will get some demand for more intermediate and advanced questions as well. And you'll also find those more advanced questions, there's less competition for them as well. The beginner questions like how to hold a camera, there are literally thousands of posts on the internet on those particular topics. So there is more competition there.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
So for your challenge today, I encourage you to go deep or to tackle something that is beginnery. It's totally up to you. Now, for some of you, you probably already know the frequently asked question that you want to answer. And so you might want to just stop this podcast right now and go away and write the post. Come over to the Facebook group and share it with us and check out some of the other posts that people have written. But if you are wondering what on earth am I going to write about today, let me give you some tips on finding the question that you should answer today. And I've got seven things that you could do to help find that question. Firstly, you could simply ask your readers what questions they have. Sounds a bit meta, I know, to ask the question to your readers to find their questions, but it's something I do semi-regularly on my blog and on my social. It could be as simple as putting a tweet out. You know, I want to write a blog post today based on your questions. What questions do you have? Or you might do that on Facebook, where people can see each other's responses as well. You might also jump on Facebook Live and do an Ask Me Anything live video. That's something that I've done semi-regularly and never fails to unearth a question that I could then later on write a blog post about. You might want to email some or all of your readers and even send them a little survey or just put out a call. You know, do you have any questions that you would like me to write about if you've got enough readers? So, you know, all those really depend on you having enough readers to answer that question. But if you don't have any readers already, check out other people's blogs, check out forums, check out social media pages or social media groups that you might be a part of that are relevant for your niche. It's amazing how many questions get asked in those forums. And it's very easy for you to take those questions and write the answer. You may even have opportunity to share the link in response to the question that gets asked in those forums or social media groups. You might want to check out your own comments on your blogs or emails that you've received previously from readers. They may unearth questions for you. You might want to go to a question site like Quora. I'll link to it in today's show notes, where you can type in any topic whatsoever and find what the most frequently asked question is on that topic. I just did it a few minutes ago and put in photography, and I came up with a list of three or four posts that we could write on digital photography school that we've not written before, but they're frequently asked questions. You could also choose to go to Yahoo Answers, which is another site dedicated to the asking and answering of questions. You might want to find a beginner in your niche to question. Perhaps you know someone just starting out in your niche, or maybe you've got a reader who's just starting out, who's left a beginnery type question, said something like, oh, just starting with this, this is really helpful. Email that reader. If they're local to you, buy them a coffee. If they're not, get on Skype with them and pick their brain. Find out what their biggest challenges and questions are. Another thing you might want to do is think back in time to when you had a lot of questions in your niche. When you were just starting out in your particular area of expertise, what was your biggest question? Write about what you've learned, how you would answer that question today. Another thing that you might want to consider doing is writing a post on a question you currently have today. You don't have to have the answer to your own question to be able to write a post on that question. You could actually have a burning question of your own and then spend some time today researching the answer to that question, seeing what other people have written, and then write a list post or a link up post where you link to the advice from other people, maybe include a few quotes from their articles, and of course link to the source of those quotes as well, and present the answers to your own question according to other bloggers in your particular niche. There's all kinds of ways that you can find a question today. The key is to identify one and then to write your post, write your frequently asked question post. You may actually, in thinking through this topic, come up with a number of posts that you could come back to later as well. So there's a whole heap of different types of questions you could be asking today. You know, you might tackle a question where you, I know on digital photography school, we get asked a lot of comparison type questions. So, you know, which camera should I buy, this camera or this camera? So that might be the approach that you take. We get questions like, you know, should I shoot as JPEG or should I shoot in RAW format? These are two different types of image files. So you could do a comparison type post. You could answer a question like, how do I do this? Or how should I learn this? So you might want to write a more of a teaching question. You might answer a question like, what is blogging? Or what is photography? Or what is the rule of thirds? These are definition type posts. And so you can see here, there's a whole heap of different types of posts that you could write in response to questions.
Creating great content and building your audience. This is ProBlogger.
So my challenge to you today is to choose a question, a frequently asked question if possible, and to write a post or create a video or create a podcast that answers that question. Once you've written it, head over to the Facebook group. The Facebook group is called ProBlogger Challenge Group on Facebook. Do a search for that and share your post. Share the frequently asked question post that you write. Share the link. Don't share any old post, just share the new one that you've written today. And then if you've got time, take a few minutes to check out and like and comment on other posts that people are submitting in the Facebook group as well. I'd love to see your posts as a result of today's challenge. Head over to the Facebook group now and share them once you've written them, of course. And tune in tomorrow because I've got another challenge for you to create for your blog. Looking forward to seeing what you come up with and chatting to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
This episode of the ProBlogger podcast was edited by the team at Podcast Motor, who offer a great range of services, including helping you to set up and launch your podcast, as well as ongoing editing and production of the podcast that you produce. You can check them out at podcastmotor.com. Today's show notes are over at problogger.com/podcast/139, where I do link to the Facebook group so you can find it that way and also give you some further reading and link to some of the examples that I used today and links that I mentioned today. Really look forward to chatting with you in tomorrow's podcast. In the meantime, if you've got any questions, ping me over on Twitter at ProBlogger. More than happy to interact with you there or ask your questions in the Facebook group today. And as yesterday, I encourage you to invite your blogging friends to be part of this challenge. They can join anytime they like, and I really love to meet them and see what they come up with as well. Chat with you tomorrow.